And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa. We have a couple great guests, Captains Mike and Captain Cameron from the Vagabond. And boy, oh boy, there's some fishing going on. And I can tell you for sure, I can see it in their eyes. They're ready to go fishing.
For no sure doubt about that.
Yeah, good show and lots of great stuff and good giveaway today.
Yeah, too. You're not kidding, boy. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new custom handmade Anza fillet knife, these beautiful knives. If you want to check out the quality of Anza fillet knives, go to, over to Fisherman's Processing. I know they have the entire series of the Fish Pro series knives that are made by Anza Knives available on display and obviously for purchase there. But one lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a brand new Anza knife. Stoked about that. If you want to get your shot, or better yet, just your chance to talk to Cameron and Mike, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, 213-432-1090. Phones have been absolutely packed since the beginning of the show, but we got another full hour of your phone calls coming. And don't forget, text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Some great text going through, and we've got another full hour to read those off, too.
All right, let's jump into phones, Rick.
Mike from Chula Vista is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
Can you hear me?
Hear you good, Mike.
Okay. Hey, how you doing there, Michael?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
The knee's almost back to normal again.
That's good to hear.
Two things I got to say about the Vagabond. One, when the Vagabond was built, we didn't know how strong aluminum was. All right, so the Vagabond is built. Well, let's put it this way. There's enough aluminum on that boat to build two of the other ones that you see floating around out here. When you're outside fishing, you want a boat that's going to take a beating, all right? This boat, I feel safer on this boat than any other sport boat I've been on. And then on top of that, you got Mike, okay, you got Cameron. And one thing they do is they teach their crew to take care of the people. And if they don't, Mike deals with it. I've never seen a skipper handle a crew like that guy does. So if you guys want to fish a boat that's going to make an enjoyable experience for you, that's the boat to go on, guys. And I'm not just plugging it because I know Mike. I know the boat. I know the boat more than a lot of people do. I've been underneath that boat, inside that boat. You name it, I've been in that boat. That's a good, solid fishing machine, and it drifts better than probably any one of them I've ever been on.
That's
wow.
Cool.
All right. Thank
well
you,
said. Guy from the inside out there. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. Here's a note from Chris at CCA that they're having a virtual seminar Tuesday night at 6 p.m. About Cedros Island and La Bocana fishing with Rosie Flowers. And a great opportunity to answer your questions before heading down this summer. If you can't make it, don't worry. They'll send you a link, and the seminar, you can watch it at your leisure, not cool. Just at 6 o'clock. So you can register at ccacalifornia.org, and that's this Tuesday night, or like he says, you can register and get it sent to you anytime. And speaking of CCA, mark your calendar for Saturday, June 12th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Portuguese Hall here in Point Loma. They're going to have the CCA San Diego Ohana dinner, and it's a live deal. It's going to be a live music, dance, food, drink, live auction, silent auction, lots of sponsors, lots of prizes. So mark your calendar, Saturday, June 12th, and you can just buy tickets or get a table at ccacalifornia.org and support CCA. That's the way we get money to fight the right to go fishing. So support that San Diego event.
No doubt. Hey, great text from our buddy Hills in Ventura. I absolutely love the Vagabond. It's my favorite fishing platform. Could you guys tell us about fish handling RSW and what the process is like once a fish comes over the rail?
Whew, it's important. when I, working for Brian, he the first fish that ever came on the boat, as a crew member, I put my foot on it, you know, just to kind of stop it. And he, like, grabbed me by my neck. He told me to treat every fish like it's your grandmother. And that's just what we instill in the crew now. And so it's, when they come on board, they're, you know, they're not, it's not the long range, shove off the gaff, let them bash around. It's set down, usually as one crew member setting it down, the next crew member's grabbing it, bringing it to your level, spiking, bleeding, 50 pounders, that's pretty much where we start gilling, gutting everything. We have RSW wells, and very meticulous on fish cleaning, and guys monitoring the wells and temperatures, and just taking care of it, because I eat a lot of fish, and you can see when someone gives you a chunk of fish, right, if it was taken
the
care
quality.
Of. The quality.
You know,
yeah,
from the second of looking at it, what happened, everything, every step,
yeah,
before that.
There's, oh, you want some fish? It's like, no, I'm good. And then, you know, you see a good chunk, it's like, I want that one.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt when it's well taken care of. Like that fish I caught on the Angler the other day, said it's Fisherman's Process, a beautiful product.
Beautiful.
Just,
yeah,
beautiful product. And that's, you guys all kind of get together and you learn that technique,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think maybe 3 years ago, we rebuilt our whole bow fish hold. I mean, we literally cut a 10-foot hole in the deck.
Wow.
And we had these guys, these foam insulation guys come down from Oregon, and through Jack Webster, who commercial albacore fishing, it's fish is, you know, that's your paycheck. And they foam and insulated and glassed our whole well, and
wow,
brand
cool
new refrigeration. And
whoa,
the well's a 5-ton. We have 7 tons of refrigeration. And it,
whoa.
It's, yeah, we...
What about? Yeah, I was going to say, where are you putting passengers with you got bait and all this stuff?
Well, we're only taking 22.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, our rear stateroom is now
a slammer. Yeah,
I'm trying for that.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're going on a 10-day trip, you're going to have plenty of room for fish, plenty of room for bait.
Yeah.
You talked about gilling and gutting. Is that gilling the gutting fish? Is it only to get them cold? Is it only to get them cold, or just taking the guts out improve the fish in another? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Is it better for the quality, or is it only to get the heat out?
It gets the heat out. It lets them cool from the outside in and the inside out,
mm-hmm,
and it keeps your brine water clean, because you're taking all the guts. We've all seen like that green goo that kind of comes out of a fish or something.
Right.
You're eliminating all that. So as you rinse it, you're putting a perfectly clean thing, and you see it in the brine water.
Okay.
You know, it's not a color that you know throws you off, like, ooh, that's fishy, gross.
Yeah.
It's just a clean, light red spray, and
it's
a big difference.
That's cool. I love it here, and like, you can tell in both my cameras, like, you can just tell the care and effort that they put into the fish. Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you guys. Very cool. Well, the phones are packed. I know everybody's excited to keep things rolling. Let's next up talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Sam, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show. I'm like from a 1.5 to 3-day guy, but you know, I never really focused on the Vagabond. It's I went on your website. You've got some good trips coming up. Just a little bit about your boat. I was wondering the length, the beam, you know, the staterooms, because you do carry a light load there. It's an interesting boat.
We're an 80-foot by 24-foot long range boat. It makes us about as long as wide as most of the 90-footers. And we take only 22 guys. We have 10 staterooms, like I said earlier. 8 of them with the 22-passenger load will have 2 people each. And the third one is a 4-man room. There's 2 4-man rooms, and those will have 3 people in them. So there's an open bunk in a lot of the staterooms. A lot of our staterooms are 3-person rooms. So a lot of room for gear and stuff, especially for short trips. It's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. Boat's big, comfortable. Yeah,
comfortable.
Everything. Cool.
Yeah. Upper deck, we got a nice upper deck for lounging around and having that afternoon toddy after having a good fish and watching guys that are still working at it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, I want to remind you, our first 2021 San Diego County Four Dealers remote broadcast, a live remote, Saturday, May 29th. I'm looking at the calendar. That's Memorial Weekend, 2 weeks away.
Crazy.
2 weeks from yesterday, and it's going to be at our good buddy Mark Wheeler's Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Alley, your first first chance to qualify for the big grand prize, either by random draw or by winning the Shimano casting contest, a trip of one on any available Kingfisher Charters trip in Sitka, Alaska in 2022.
Crazy.
It's got an unbelievable
prize. So somebody
prize.
Just for hanging out, totally free, either by random draw or by winning the casting contest, one guy is going to go to Alaska straight up for free for coming up and hanging out and having fun with the fishing show for a couple
yep.
hours. How cool is
for
that?
For sure, yeah. And, of course, we're going to be doing four of these live broadcasts, and we'll give that trip away in September, along with the seven other grand prizes,
totally.
Too. Also, the grand prizes include the blackjack, of your own charter on the blackjack out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydrostyle weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. Going to be lots of giveaways, too. All you'd have to do is just show up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you 2 weeks from yesterday. That's Saturday, May 29th at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. It's going to be Mark Wheeler, Captain Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, and, of course, Wayne from CCA is going to be our guest, too. So that's going to be a great show.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be a great time. And speaking of great time, there's some great fishing going on right now. We're going to tell you about it. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today's report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They do smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing pokey kit. All available now and open at the brand new Old Town location on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And we've got the FishDope.com reporter, Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Mike, Cameron. What a phenomenal week. I mean, all we wanted was that weather to calm down, and we knew something was going to be spectacular to happen. And then, lo and behold, sea bass fishing up there at the Channel Islands was good. And then that sea bass turned into yellowtail up at the Channel Islands. So now they got yellowtail in the mix up there. There's plenty of barracuda up there. If you get on the right school, that's that bigger barracuda. All at the Channel Islands, and it's all about that wind up there. As long as they don't have wind, they got pretty good fishing. Lots of squid up in the bite up there. Then as you slide down the coast, they had some really good scores in the middle of the week at San Clemente Island on that yellowtail. And then they had a really good score again on Friday on that yellowtail. Then yesterday, it kind of took a day off, but that's just that typical yellowtail at San Clemente Island. They'll get right back to going again. And then Catalina, the coast, I heard Brian Woolley talking. Yeah, everything's starting to come together. We got anchovies in the mix. We got live squid at Catalina. Fish are biting. Calico bass are in the spawn mode. That's all happening. But the big news is that bluefin, baby. It just came flying into California, and it decided that it wants to live out there on the 43. That's great for everybody in Southern California because that's very gettable. You can get to there from L.A., San Diego, it's right outside your back door. That fish is living in California again, and it's the middle of May. Oh, my goodness. If you're not ready, if you haven't got a trip booked, you better get booked up quick because everybody's filling up fast. That fish is here, and it wants to get on the boat and go home with you.
There's no question about it, for sure. And, of course, FishDope.com, we talked about it yesterday with Ali and how great those guys do at FishDope.com. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Captain Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. The number one thing I teach you is to stop following Cameron and Mike around and try to find your own fish. If you wanted to just watch the Vagabond catch fish, they have a really cool YouTube channel. You can do that. You don't have to waste all your fuel. But, gang, the key is to find your own fish. And with all the fishing that's going on right now, there really is no reason to follow a sport boat if you have a private boat. But if you don't have a private boat, you better get a reservation quick because everybody's selling out.
You bet. All right. Well, thanks, Dave. Appreciate that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, you guys, thanks. Talk to you next Sunday. Who knows what we'll talk about next week.
Yeah, well, I want you to know you've got to be on good behavior next week because Captain Frank Lopresti will be here, so you better be on good behavior.
Oh, okay.
Behavior.
You
right.
got it.
Watch out.
All right. All right.
Watch
thanks,
out.
Dave. Appreciate that.
Bye,
we'll talk
guys.
To you next Sunday.
I don't want that phone call.
All right.
Well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to the boys, so let's keep it rolling and talk to Randy. He's calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Cameron. Hey, I've got three questions to ask. One is it true that Jack Michael was spotted with a paintbrush on the deck of the Vagabond? I heard Grandpa and Dad put him to work. And
he has until he can pick up a sander.
The second question would be a fuel surcharge. We know that the gas prices are going up. I know that's kind of a not wanting to be talked about issue right now, but what about fuel surcharges? And then also, I have a 13-year-old grandson. He's about ready to go long-range fishing. What kind of a trip would you recommend he go on?
Those are great.
You can have the last one first.
Yeah, Jack's not painting until he can sand.
Yeah, well, he's 1 year old.
The day he can, like, walk with the sander, then he can
then,
work.
Then he can work. Okay. Yeah, all right.
He's got at least 2 or 3 years hanging out, you know, until you put him to work.
Yeah, he's not going to be a lobster deckhand until he can pick up a trap. So he's got a few years. And your Grant's 13, he's ready. I would obviously test his seaworthiness first. Go out with Taro or Booger. Do a full day trip. Make sure he's comfortable, and then if he's comfortable, it's on.
Time.
Yeah,
it's go time.
Whatever trip fits in your guys' agenda.
Yeah, and the other thing too is go out with Captain Fred on the daily double too.
Yeah,
and they could start it out with a half day. And man, Fred's so good with kids and
he is watching
the kids and stuff like that. Yeah, they're really good on that boat.
And going back to, like you said, fishing with Taro and fishing with Booger. I mean, that's like taking one day out of the middle of a four-day trip on the back. I mean, it's just that style of fishing, that level of crew performance that, you know, and it gives you a good idea of this is how the fishing is going to go. I mean, offshore tuna fishing right now, it's just like going with one of those guys is just pulling one day right out of the middle of your three-day trip.
And it gives the kids really an opportunity, and the parent, to understand whether it's for the child to do it, where the patience.
Totally.
It takes, because my son wants stuck a knife right through my heart and told me while I was up fishing that he loves going catching.
Right.
But my youngest son is not really a fisherman, and he does not like the fishing part of fishing. He doesn't. Some of us, I think that's probably as much as anything for us, is the hunt.
Right.
It's all about it.
Absolutely. I mean, I know you guys got your own boats, and that's what it's about. I mean,
for sure.
That's why you get your own boat, and you just go do it.
Yeah.
But for a young man, not everybody's cut out and do it, but I really do you think that it's a great thing if you can get them interested? If they can make it through a day trip with those guys, they're going to have a great time on a long range boat.
Yeah,
and I'll handle the fuel surcharge real quick. I know it's a subject nobody wants to talk about. We're about a little over a dollar in our threshold of what pain we can take on fuel. Fuel is definitely going to go up this summer. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But everybody's got their prices set at a certain point, and then there's on top of that, like for us, it's about 60 cents a gallon that we're willing to take the pressure on.
Mm-hmm.
And after
that's
that,
a lot.
It is a lot, but it's, we don't charge, we don't send money back whenever it's a little low either.
Sure.
But we try, and, you know, within reason, as long as we're not going to go out of business, you can't go at a loss because there's points
right.
No. So you have to take and do it. Now, fuel surcharges are really a problem because there's so many people that get a piece of it before you get it. It's not a direct line. Once upon a time, a fuel surcharge was great because you could take it, you're paying 20 cents more than you expect. You charge 20 cents more than you expect. And I did that for a little while whenever it was a problem back when that fuel shot up to $5.50, I think it was, $6 a gallon. It was crazy there for a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
And we don't like doing surcharges. Like right now, pretty much our prices, for the most part, we don't have any extras. There's a few trips that their permits are extra, but for the most part, especially on the three-day trips where we're fishing less so much, we just pretty much have been able to average it out to where we're not charging for them.
Now, do you have Guadalupe permits, speaking of permits?
We do have Guadalupe permits, but I have learned my lesson, and we have Guadalupe permits, and if everything's right and all the conditions are good and powers that be say it's okay, we will be going.
You're going, and you just wait and see.
We just wait and see. And,
no promises on Guadalupe.
No, because you can't. realistically, you can't promise it.
No. Sure.
Because there's too many other people that have a say in what you're doing. You know, just because you have permits, you pay all the money, you take and get all the stuff. COVID came along, shut down Ensenada Harbor. It was that simple.
Yeah, you guys were good to go, permits in hand, money paid, everything was right.
It really hurt because going to the boat show last year in March, COVID hit me a week after the boat show.
Yeah.
I had a manila envelope that's still sitting on my desk with all my Guadalupe permits. Yeah. I'm good to go. We're going.
Yeah.
And, well, the permits are still sitting on the desk. There was no way to get into Ensenada and clear. And then whenever they finally did clear that up, they still had problems with the park. Guadalupe was the only park in Mexico, I guess, that didn't open last year.
Yeah.
But it will.
We'll see.
We're going to get back to it. It's going to be okay. It's going to get back to going.
Yeah.
And it's...
And a fabulous place it is. And if you have a trip and there's a Guadalupe option, you'll let your passengers know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is the other surcharge that exists.
Right. There's a new permit fee that they put in.
Well, yeah. Just going to Guadalupe there's a fee that you got to go clear customs and everything else that goes with it. It's just expense that does not exist on other trips.
Sure. Yeah. It's not a cheap deal to run a sport boat these days. And with all the different fees, fuel prices going up, it's very, very challenging.
Sonars are cheap, though. Right. That's no big deal.
That's just part you have to do because you're driving the boat. You're not sending Cameron out there and he has no say on it. Do you do it? I'm driving the boat. I want the best I can get.
Yeah.
And I want Cameron to have the best that he can have. But no, it's not cheap to run a sport fishing boat, but you do it because you love it.
Yep.
That's why everybody does it. There's no way you'd take the money that we put in these businesses and put it in another business for the same returns.
Right.
It's not the same.
No. Right. Different deal, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's check out this week's Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good information. Love seeing that white sea bass on the front cover there. And, of course, they have a lot of information about bluefin tuna, trout up in the Sierras, and houseboating and more. Check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, where you can always find out who's coming up on Let's Talk Hookup there, too.
Totally. Hey, a fun text from Mike in Torrance. Said, Mike, you and I had a conversation several years ago now, and you said your goal was to get a bluefin on the boat over 200. You've long since past done that. Do you think that there's a 400 pounder in the future for the Vagabond?
They call it the dragon that Mike's chasing. it's a joke with my crew and everything. We're going to get a 400 pounder.
Is it going to come this year?
I hope so.
It could.
I thought I had it last year.
That was going to be my question. Have you hooked one that you think was there?
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple of them. And I've seen them swimming in the boat. Some of those, you've been up there. There's some of those days when that fish is up breezing around. I've seen them swimming. They're there.
Yeah. And they're getting bigger every year.
You know, it's such a hard thing to say how much, you know, that fish moves on and it gets such a certain size. It moves on over back to Japan.
Yeah.
But I know there's 400 pounders in the water here. Right. I know we hooked a couple last year. We had our reels cleaned a couple times last year.
Wow.
It's going to happen. I mean, obviously it did. What was there, two last year?
I know one for sure.
One for sure, and maybe a second one.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. We're going to get it. And there's a few of us that are out there often enough.
You want it. And there's been plenty of fish that got hung upside down on the scales outside landing that were 370s and 380s. And, I mean, that's... You know, that's...
Yeah, 370s.
Yeah. What's your big one so far?
76, I think it was.
Oh, my God.
376.
376, so yeah. Wow. And we eclipsed it a couple trips later with a yellowfin to finish our season out, a 380-something yellowfin.
Oh,
That was a pretty good fall last year.
Yeah, really good fall, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, more great stories, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size, fishing in the same area as the Sporty. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fisherman'slanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you, or learn more at AFCO.com.
For all your insurance needs, Snap Insurance is your top choice, providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. Work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Get advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking vagabond. If you want to join us, still time to get through. We'd love to hear from you. 213-432-1090.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
Harry in La Jolla is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Harry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Hi, Harry.
Pete, it was really good seeing you yesterday. You were very instrumental in getting me convinced to buy that new kayak. It's lighter.
Are you going to get one?
I am. I looked into selling my Outback last night. I'm working on it. The other thing is, Pete, you're not aware of it, but I won a trip when not a trip, but I was up at the Encinitas Let's Talk Hookup presentation last year, and I won the a kite, and I don't have a boat, so I took the kite down. I gave it to Mike, so
okay.
Somehow I've nice. gotten fish on Mike's boat. The third thing, Mike, is Mike, I've always enjoyed fishing with you. I learned so much at sea, but I learned a lot down in El Salto and Cachos, and I want to thank you very much for the group that you put together, because that is a lot of fun with that crowd and very experienced fishermen. I mean, the best in the industry. So thank you.
We're blessed. Thank you. I mean, how could you go wrong? Dart heads it up.
Yeah. Fun.
That's cool.
Well, good, Harry. Well, I'm glad. Good to see you yesterday, and glad you're going to get on one of those new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Pretty amazing boat. Pretty impressive, definitely, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. No name on this text, which violates the first rule, but we're going to read it anyway because it's a good question, because I know you guys are very kid-oriented. And this gentleman has twin five-year-olds, and what would be a good boat to get them started? I mean, he wants to get a boat, wants to take the kids out, probably get them started on the bay or something like that. What do you think, Cameron?
Are you talking sport boat or private boat?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, whether it's a sport boat or private boat. Well,
I would say even at five, like you said, to go fishing with Fred.
Yeah.
What a great
on the daily
day.
Double.
He gets bored, you can give him a soda or a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Catch a couple bass, hang out. The trip's over in a few hours. I would say the ultimate.
Good starter.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And he's doing those, convenient hour. Like, he's, like, a little bit offset, so you don't have to get the kids out of the rack super early in the morning.
8 to 3 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then I think they're already started now, and if not, they'll certainly later on in the year, they do the afternoon half day of that, which is, again, same deal. You're leaving the afternoon. You come back in the evening. You're not twilighting where you're staying out all night, but, like, easy hours to deal with the kids, and the bait's provided. The rental tackle's super available. And
is 5 years old too young?
How many five-year-olds have you seen with a sardine up in their hand?
Yeah, man, I know.
All of them.
Oh, I was there. I was there, so I'd say it's not, right?
No, they're ready.
Yeah. Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, and I think he only takes like 24 people or something like that right
now.
It's really nice light loads and stuff like that. So that'd be definitely a good
the
call.
Ultimate. Totally. Yeah. And in this world with, like you say, if COVID taught us anything, it's that people like fishing with lesser people on the boat. But with that, too, like, the days of just walking up and grabbing a spot are becoming fewer and farther between, too. So if you're going to, do it where you and your twins there, man, make a reservation. Like, that becomes part of it. Summertime, bass are biting. You need to put a reservation, even if you just want to jump on the half day.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people, I'm sure you get this question all the time, because I know I do. I know you do, Rick, all the time. Seasickness. What do you do? Somebody says, I have a tendency to get seasick. Do you have any recommendations?
I don't know if that patch seems like a pretty good deal from the doctor.
It's the transderm scope. You need a prescription from your doctor.
But with that being said, we've seen a lot of, most operators where, they're so worked up that they have the patch on, they take a Dramamine, and it's, you literally overdose on that stuff. And I mean, we've guys just, lose their minds. So it's the patch. I think there's relief bands that some guys like.
Have you seen that work?
I've never seen those work.
Oh, you have?
I have some guys that come on the boat that whenever the weather gets a little bumpy, you see them put on the wristbands.
Really?
And it makes them feel better. I think a lot of seasickness, I mean, obviously there's a certain amount of physical to it.
Sure.
But I think people work yourself in.
Oh, no question.
They and if they don't, if you can give yourself a chance to find something that works. I mean, we've seen the guys that just chew on the ginger. We've seen all kinds of things. There's lots of things out there. I would agree with Cameron. Scopolamine patch is by far the best thing. The one thing I do caution with it is it's a one-size-fits-all patch.
Right.
And if you're a 100-pound young lady, cut it in half.
Cut it in half. And it's safe to cut it in half.
Yeah. Talk to your doctor. You got to talk to your doctor anyway. But it's set up for somebody that's a little larger. So.
Yeah. And there are compounding pharmacies you can find that you can actually get scopolamine in a capsule form, compounded specifically for your size body.
That is the best. Whenever the patch went out, they had that gel that they were using.
Right.
And it was the amount for your body.
Right.
And that was perfect.
You know what amazes me? That here in this modern day where we come up with, we can get a COVID vaccine in less than a year. Why can't they find something better for seasickness? Come on, guys.
It's the mental. It's
the mental part.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's choppy. The boat's rolling.
Oh, I'm going to get it. Yeah. I guaranteed I'm going to get it. Yeah. Here we go. Is it diesel? Oh, I'm getting it for sure. Like
when I was a kid on the Pacific Queen, being a pinhead and in deck, I used to get super seasick at night.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
And it was just like I could find all day. We'd go to cut fish at night, and I think I'd just get in my head, and I'd get seasick, and then it just went away.
There's a morning sickness drug, and I do not know the name of it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be. I've seen it work a few times on the boat. I've only seen it a few times on the boat, like a miracle drug.
Yeah.
But it's not prescribed for
Yeah, and there's also a cancer, Yeah, it's
Sturgeon
Forte. Yeah, thanks.
I think that's fancy.
Yeah, Sturgeon Forte. Yeah, I know.
But once again, you gotta go to the doctor.
But that's like
a prescription.
They give it to like, and I think it's like a post surgery thing. Also, it's just for like, it's a mega like nausea cure. You know, it's supposed to just helps with that, like calms everything down.
Yeah, I've seen guys that were way out there, and all of a sudden, boom, they take that.
Yeah,
and make sure you get it prescribed. Don't take it from your friend.
No,
yeah, totally.
There's no place to be your own physician.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. All right, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Rich? Rich is calling us from Camarillo this morning. Rich, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Got a question for everyone. I'm getting ready to buy some flat ball jigs for a trip in October, and they're pretty expensive, so I want to know what colors should I concentrate on and the size.
Go ahead.
Yeah, pointing at each other there, guys.
It's tough because they're expensive. Yeah. And then, you know, we like those big mustad, the rope hooks. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're called.
What are those called, Ricky?
The jigging assist hooks.
Jigging assist hooks. So that's on top of the lure price. You know, two of each is probably fair. I know, like for us on the boat, we have a bunch and we loan them out. And if you lose it, you buy it. If, you know, you have it at the end of the trip, you know, we'll obviously give it back. But I would have a couple 250s and a couple 150s, 120 gram. I like that Shimano white.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's
the white, the glow white.
They call it super glow. Super glow.
Super glow.
Yeah.
It's seems like it works as good as any.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the same color, just
the same one.
Yeah.
Put the assist, change out the hook, put the assist hooks on it. Yeah.
Only knowing from having Mike send so many people at the shop, it's fair to say that I believe the Vagabond likes, you guys like the stock style rigging in a greatly heavier duty version. You know, basically you're just replacing exactly how it comes with a heavier duty version. That, when you buy that lure off the rack, it's got two swinging assist hooks from the bottom. You like to get rid of those and put two very heavy duty versions of the same thing back on.
Pretty much, yeah. I like the hook, that hook,
mm-hmm.
and I like the heavy lanyard because they don't chew through it. Big thing. The only thing is, I don't think it matters a heck of a lot whether you put it on the top or the bottom. To tell you the truth, I really don't think it matters. I put mine on the bottom so that my reel doesn't get beat up all day long with
when you hang it on the back
piece
of the clamp,
of lead hanging on the back of the clamp hitting the side of the reel. But that's the rod sits out there 200 days a year.
Yeah.
If I'm going fishing just by myself, I might put the hook on the top. I kind of like the direct drive.
How heavy a leader do you guys like to put on the front? I'm assuming you like a leader on it?
I use a 200-pound fluorocarbon.
Yeah, because you hook that big one, you need it, right?
Well, that's the rig I'm talking about.
Yeah. So are you getting bit on the sink on the flat floor? Are you getting bit on the grind? You getting bit on the yo-yo?
I get bit a lot on the grind.
On the grind?
I get a fair amount of fish in the fall, but I get a lot of fish on the grind. Slightly. I grind mine 10, 15 turns real hard, and then I just stop. And 10, 15 turns, stop.
Oh, okay.
And I work it through the zone that way. And I get most of my fish about 2 to 3 seconds after I stop.
After you stop.
Okay.
They're kind of chasing it, and then it stops, and they go, wait, I got to eat it.
I have no idea what that thing is.
Whatever it is, it works. Yeah. Yeah. Kind of almost like a jerk bait, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. You're just thinking, I hope they ate it all the way down, and it just comes right up.
That's a nice thing. They generally do.
Yeah.
And when they're going to steal your lure, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You put it in gear, you're wine, it's just gone.
It happens.
It's all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we had another fun text come through. This one, if I can pull it back up here. Cameron, I have to know, what type of rod tip necessary for making that cast, or does it not matter at all? Is it all technique, referring to your underhand cast from earlier in the show?
It's all technique because it's from anchovy days of fishing 15-pound and flipping an anchovy to hurricane bank fishing a salami. It's just getting the spool spinning so when the weight of the bait hits the spool, it's already going. The bait's not trying to jumpstart the spool. You've now jumpstarted the spool.
Such a difficult thing to try to describe over the radio, but when you're casting overhand, you know, the rod loading up backwards and you going forward, that's what is getting the spool to spin and the line coming off of it, and you're replacing that rod loading up with your hand, moving the spool forward. So there is no rod loading up. Your hand is creating what the rod would normally be doing.
And in open parties, fishing Liberty, a bunch going, it's you don't need a lot of room to cast. You can go center stern and flip it, and your bait's going.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I had another great text from our buddy Bart Hall. He says, John Petty gave me Sturgeron 19. I think he meant Sturgeron Forte. Maybe it's Sturgeron 14, 19. I don't know. Anyway, and it works. He says it works. So ask your doctor.
Yeah.
Try it out. Yeah, I know Kathy Rounds was the one that initially, or Kathy
brought that to our attention.
Initially brought that attention, and people say it works. So
there you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's try and sneak in a few more. How about Jeff from San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, Jeff.
Hey there. Mikey, Panic here. Can't wait.
Morning, Panic. Where'd you go?
Hello.
Oh, man, that was a bummer because that was a lot of hanging on before he made it. Well, Jeff, hopefully you can get reconnected. How about we talk to Ernie in La Habra up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Ernie?
Hey, Mike. Good morning. I'm part of that West Coast angler group. We went on about 10 three-day trips in the 80s. And I'm going to be real quick because we're out of time almost. Number one, I took my 12-year-old nephew. Someone asked about those twins, and he had never fished. And my nephew is an addicted fisherman. On that trip, he caught a bluefin, a yellowtail, and an albacore. We were fishing in the days of anchovy. Sardines were not back. And I remember you trying to teach us how to cast with a Penn International 80-pound test line anchovies hooked up to a huge hook. And you would cast it out further than I could cast a standard reel. I don't know how you did that. Another time I was trying to cast an old 4-aught stiff rod with a 6-6 solid. You came up to me, you grabbed that pole, you took it out of my hands, and you casted it, I think, 100 yards, and I caught a 50-pound bluefin tuna, and I'll never forget that. I caught a big-eyed tuna on your
grill. That worked out.
Routine. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I want to remind you, Mike Lum. He reminded me to remind you that the giant Rollo's used tackle sale is next Saturday, May 22nd, from 1 to 6 p.m. at Seaforth Landing in Mission Bay. It's the biggest. Last year was enormous. This year's even bigger. It's enormous, and it's going on from 1 to 5 at Seaforth Sport Fishing, Seaforth Landing, right there in Mission Bay. Chance for you to get some real deals on some great rods and reels and tackle and boxes and all kinds of stuff there, and also support, of course, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo, Take Kids Fishing.
I feel like I say the same thing every time, but like I can only imagine how much stuff will be there, because Fisherman's Landing Tackle we're like a drop-off facility for anybody that wants to donate their tackle to Friends of Rollo, and so I see just the stuff that gets dropped off the donation for us, which is a fraction of, you know, what is received to Dana and Direct and all those things. So just from what we've seen is, you know, gold Trinidads, CalStar rods, like so much good, really good fishing tackle that's gotten dropped off and donated. And we're just one of the many facilities that all add to that big tackle sale. It's going to be a really good time.
Oh, yeah. So that's next Saturday at Seaforth Sport Fishing, Seaforth Landing, right there, 1 to 5 p.m. at Seaforth Sport Fishing, Captain Rollo's, Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo's, giant used tackle sale. Don't miss it, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we opened up the line here, and another suggestion about seasickness is Quell, K-W-E-L-L-S. I've heard this. I heard and learned that from Paul Lepore. He told me it's a European medication, not available in the United States, but he says you can get it from a guy on eBay, and that supposedly works, okay? It's a pill form, is it's a pill form of the patch.
Okay.
But I've heard it works. Quell, K-W-E-L-L-S. It's legal in Europe, but I guess not here. Again, consult your
doctor, for sure.
But that's another thing that I know I've heard people say works.
Okay.
Never used it.
But again.
Never done it. But again, talk to your doctor.
Yeah, I sell fishing tackle. I sell fishing tackle, and I'm not even great at that. So don't take doctor advice.
For sure. All right. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it, buddy. Al in Valencia is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Al?
Morning, guys. How you doing? Mike, this is Al. In 2003, you taught an 8-year-old kid how to fish for albacore. That eight-year-old, that kid now, is now running a boat out of Seaford.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Rick, Al, this is Al from Riceville Charters. Mike, okay. You run such a great operation. You run such a great operation. You got it in his blood.
Oh, and I'm glad to hear that.
He can't give it up. I want to thank
you. He was headed to school. What happened?
he went and got his 100-ton master's, and he's he's living his dream.
That's good.
That's awesome.
I can't say anything wrong with that. I've got a few years of success with that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, Al.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you guys again. I mean, you turned a kid into a real, not only a fisherman, but he's, really learned a technique from Mike and the guys down there at the landing.
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you very much.
Who is that kid?
His son is Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
We lost him there. Hey, I appreciate the phone call very much. That's really cool. How about we keep rolling on? Talk to John. John's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's always a great show, as usual. Pete, thanks. This is directed strictly to you, and it's dealing with Valeris Airlines and taking reels. How do you do it?
Check them. Yeah, you got to check them. Mexico will not let you carry on reels on the plane.
Well, you fly down for bass fishing all the time.
I found that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike?
I check my reels mostly. If I have something I really covet, I take the spool out and take the reel with me and spool and check in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can't have line on
it. It's the line.
It's the line's problem.
So if you want to bring a bunch of empty reels, you can do that.
When you're going bass fishing and you can flip the left side plate up and the whole spool comes out, is not too tough. But if you're taking a 50 wide with you, it's another story.
I'll tell you, I used to worry
really
about
work
it.
Well.
I really used to worry about it, but I've been to El Salto at least 20 times. My reels go in the pack. I just pack them.
And a lot of places they put a zip tie on your bag.
Generally,
too.
When you check in, depending on how it's going, your luggage gets a zip tie on it. Depending, I've been to different cities and stuff. In some of the cities, they actually have a table whenever you come up with your luggage, and they check your bag. That's the TSA version, and they put a zip tie on it. And you never have a problem. Right. And I happen to know for a fact because of my brother. That if they have a question about your gear, they don't just go in and check it because they called him back from the other from the thing. We were all checked in for a flight, and they called him back. Actually, my bag, but I don't say anything because it had his name on it. And they wanted to check, and it basically was a rod tube that was sitting outside, and it had a bunch of grass and stuff in it, and the dogs hit lid on it. And whenever they took him back there, they opened it up. They go, oh. Okay, I've got a bindle full of stuff in here.
You're good to go.
And they're good to go, and they put it together. So I really don't. I think those things are gone. I think it's a pretty professional airport. Most places you go.
Yes.
I take a zip tie, my rod tube closed, and I like to put my reels in a bag inside, like a little reel bag inside of a big duffel with everything else. And I usually zip tie them all closed, and I'll take like three or four or five loose zip ties and do another zip tie to like hold them to the bag. And there's been a few times where they've cut it off. And every time they've just put a new one back on, and it's never been an issue for me. Like, I'm the same deal. I just check everything now, and it's I always
safer,
didn't want
easier.
To because it was too expensive, but, man, it's just...
In the top of my rod tube, there's a stack of zip ties.
Mm-hmm.
So when they take it apart, they open it up and cut it. I actually do take a bolt and put it, instead of the little easy take apart part, I put a bolt in there.
Pin.
With a lot nylock washer or nylock nut on it.
That's a really good idea.
So take your rod tube apart there. That is one thing.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Never a problem in Mexico, by the way. Our own TSA, though.
Yeah.
Big problem.
Yeah, instead of opening from the top, they'll pull it apart.
And they find the biggest TSA guy to put it back together, and they shove your rods about 6 inches shorter than they were.
Yes.
Roger that.
Yeah, for sure. And I will add this, too. If you are checking a rod tube in Tijuana, add an extra hour to the time that you are, because it's a different check-in process for if you're checking a rod tube.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Anza knife. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden. Both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California, no one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Godot, Pride, Polaris, Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of that custom Anza fillet knife going to Jeff in San Diego. Jeff, congratulations. You were going to love that knife from Anza.
Yeah, and thank you guys. Wow, 2 hours goes by so fast when you have so much to talk about aboard the Vagabond. And again, Cameron and Mike, great operation, and obviously you have a ton of fans out there, as witnessed by the number of calls and texts and positive inflows. If somebody wants to jump aboard the Vagabond, you still have spots.
We do. We have a few here and there. Just check the website. And if you want to give us a call, 619-224-6500 or vagabondsportfishing.com.
All right. About 2 more weeks, and you're off and running.
Yeah. We have a couple day and a half that we just threw up that have some spots.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Midweek, day
nice.
And a half.
Midweek, day and a half coming up, which you don't do very many of those.
No.
So
no,
you
no.
bet. And can you book online?
You can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Right at vagabondsportfishing.com. Okay.
Easy.
And, of course, you operate right out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. And, perfect.
Yep.
All right. Great, guys.
That's awesome,
great.
You guys. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the season,
fun.
And congratulations on getting the boat back in and going, for sure. I'll bet you're anxious for that. Thank you for listening today. Thanks to Andrew for manning the phones. We sure appreciate all his hard efforts there. And, of course, Adam for doing the fantastic job on our Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to be back next Saturday and Sunday. Of course, next Saturday I'll be out. Corey Sandin will be here with Rock Cod Rick next Saturday with Captain John Conniff from the Islander. That's going to be a great show with Captain John, and then Sunday I'll be back with Rick with Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.